It's a huge and bro, busy as hell.
Busy as hell. It be like that sometimes.
That's a good thing, though.
It is a good thing. Mayor management going all over. Mm-hmm. Puma Place?
Puma Palace.
The Puma Palace, yes.
Ooh, yo, tell me more about the Puma Palace, bro.
Man, you know, it's just...
I see you fit it on.
Yeah, you know, all the exclusives, you know. Puma dropped the regular stuff, but then I have the exclusive stuff, you feel me? So this is like... Everything that you don't see in stores or that you only see online, like, damn, boy, they like somewhere in another country. Like, I get stuff from Russia, Japan, Lithuania.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, yo. Bro. So it's like really a different level for real, yeah.
Yo, how long you been Puma'd out?
Man, I've been Puma'd out for a while, but you know, I really started taking the business behind it serious for like the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. I'm an official Puma affiliate, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can maneuver and flex a little bit different. Mm-hmm. That's why I get all the exclusives too, you know what I'm saying? People like, damn, what that is? That's Puma.
I've never seen anything like that.
You know, and a lot of people sleep on Puma. They be like, oh, I don't really fuck with that, but I've always been a trendsetter, so now I got damn near the whole Miramar wearing Puma.
Rocking with you.
Yeah, bro. You know, God is good, man. God is good. But I got my own acronym for Puma, too. Passion Unveils Monumental Aspirations. Yeah, bro. So, yeah, we on a whole nother level with you.
Yo. Mm-hmm. All right. Dark Spark Media, Vic Ashton here for the story, not the fame. We got Tone C, the mayor here. Mayor yes, management. Sir. Puma'd out, of course. He's gonna tell you a little bit more about himself, bro. Let people know about you, man.
Man, I go by the name of Tone C, the mayor. Mm-hmm. Artist, unofficial mayor, mm-hmm. Mentor, you know,
mm-hmm.
Manager. I do bro, a little
do
bit
a
of everything.
You do
man.
A lot.
Creator, so it's like, I really want people to be like, what you do? A little bit of everything, because mm-hmm. I just can't. I can't.
Be complacent.
Yeah, it's not just in one like, spot. I can't put myself in a box or I can't summarize what I do into one thing because I do it all. I pick up different challenges every day. So I'm just a playmaker. I just call it that, man. I'm the mayor. Playmaker. You feel me? Anything that needs to get done, I make sure it gets done.
Bro, I don't know how you do it, but it always gets done.
God is good, man. I'm all by the grace of God, bro.
Mm-hmm. When did you get started with mayor management? Was there any like difficulties getting that thing first rolling?
Yeah, of course. But the main reason why I started mayor management was because of the lack of opportunities and resources down here. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, I started as an artist, and I ran into so many hurdles and roadblocks and mm-hmm. like unlocked doors where people wouldn't open them doors of opportunity. So I'm like, you know what? Let me get behind the scenes. Let me understand the business a little bit better mm-hmm. so I could provide my fellow artists with opportunities that other people either charge you for mm-hmm. or give you a hassle to go through. So I'm like, let me learn the game and then I'm going to come back and bring the gems and the jewels to the homies mm-hmm. so they know what to do and maneuver a little bit better. So since I started my main management company, this is 3 years ago,
yeah.
I've been learning the game and I've been able to move around doors that's been locked or opportunities that haven't been presented. I've been able to get those opportunities because the conversations are different. I'm not mm-hmm. approaching things as a rapper or nothing no more. I'm mm-hmm. coming at them as a partner, as an entrepreneur, as somebody with value that's bringing something to the table.
Like,
I'm not asking. I'm not asking you for nothing.
No
I'm telling you,
hey,
I could bring you this. We could build this if you put this with what I got. We could make it a bigger movie. So you know,
that's facts.
The business, like that's why I tell people all the time: the business is 90% business, 10% talent, man. Because the business has gotten me way further than my music has ever gotten me. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So you gotta know how to rap, but you gotta know how to do your business too. It's like rap and royalties. You just can't rap mm-hmm. and not get the royalties. You gotta do both. You know what I'm saying?
Joe, that is crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro, you gotta be tuned in, man. You get paid from the business. You just get the promotion from the rapping. You feel me? So if you're not, if you rapping, people gonna see you. But if you don't got your ASCAP, BMI, if you don't got your publishing right, you're not gonna get paid from it, bro.
No, that's facts.
Mm-hmm.
You are also an artist, but
yeah,
that management part. It's a really big aspect. Like,
yeah, facts.
You have an audience. I'm pretty sure you do have an audience. Like, what are you trying to convey to your audience? Like, what do you want them to know? Like, what makes them want to follow you?
Well, my whole message to the audience is grow outside of your comfort zone. Don't ever be scared to branch out and do something different. I've never seen myself, like, having a management company. I've Bro, from the moment I started rapping, I was like, yo, I'm going to rap forever. I'm going to be a rapper forever. That's all I want to do.
Yeah.
But once you get into the game and you see, like, you know, you see the demonic side a little bit, and people might take that some type of way, but it's like, it's really a demonic element to the industry. Was a lot of weirdo stuff and stuff going on, and it's like, are you willing to sacrifice everything you work for that, to go that route, or, you know what I'm saying, you gonna do something different, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like,
And that route right there is temporary.
So, and I've been blackballed a few times. So then when I ran into certain situations, you know what? Let me fall back from the rap. Let me take this lane real quick. And it was cool how I was able to merge into the management and then, you know, just open different doors and meet new people with that. So it's all a blessing.
What it really
bro.
Is creatives, what they do, they just like to create. They're not really looking into the technicalities of it all.
Right.
Like, they're just assuming, like, okay, I'm here, I'm gonna make some music, I'm gonna do this and put my art out there. They're not really looking at if this person has the knife digging into their back or not. They don't notice that.
Right, and that's the crazy part about it. You'll meet super talented artists where they don't end up going nowhere. Either they got the wrong management or the wrong energy around them, and it's like, it's hindering and it's blocking them from going to the next step. I'm saying, like, that's why I say it's a lot of craziness in the industry. You just gotta know how to move around it, bro. Positive vibes only, bro.
Mm-hmm. 2018 when you started, a couple years ago.
Yeah, 2018 when I really got my Mayor Management LLC created. You know, just started doing events and concerts and open mics, and I just been, bro, I would say since I started Mayor Management, I done provided a platform for over 100 artists.
It's a lot.
Over 100 artists, even start with Mogul Mondays. That's powered through my management company. Mogul that Mondays. Alone, we probably had like 60 artists. You feel me? And that's been running on almost 2 years now. So
wait, so it hasn't always been Mogul Mondays?
Yeah, I started Mogul Mondays in Lauderdale a few years ago.
Lauderdale.
Yeah, I actually started Mogul Mondays in Fort Lauderdale a couple years ago. Yeah. So then we had a couple issues with the spot, and then, you know, we had to shut down, and then I took a year off to, you know, find myself, learn more about the business, and then we piled it up again. So now we're going. So Mogul Mondays has been running like 3 years, but this is our second year at the new spot since we revamped the platform.
It's a big platform. Yeah. I think I met you like last year, the year before that, and
right.
The people that comes in and out,
yeah.
The talent that comes in and out.
Facts, bro. So, you know, that's what we do it for, man.
And it's like, it's no maliciousness to it. I mean, granted, it's competitive.
Yes.
It's competitive, and we love that about it.
Yeah,
like, love the fact that it's competitive, but there's nobody out here that's, oh, this person doing better than me, or, oh, I'm feeling a certain type of way because this person's doing none. Right. It's all love. No.
And that's what I love about it, because I promote love and unity, and, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to come in Mogul Mondays and with an ego, like, oh, I'm the rawest person. I like, nah, homie, we all on the same boat. We could all learn from each other. We could all work with each other. We could all elevate with one another. If you know somebody, I know somebody, we put all our resources together, we can make our situations a lot better.
Yeah.
You feel me? So that's why, like, even when I met you, like, look where we at now, just connecting and keeping your face clean. You never know what doors the other person could open and what opportunities they have. You just gotta, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta connect with people. You
bro,
know what I'm saying?
I know good energy when I see it.
Right.
You and good energy peeps good energy.
Facts. True, like, recognize true, bro. Of course. And that's why we working.
We out here, bro.
Facts.
You probably have some artists that you really connecting with. Like, who are some of the artists that you know, even if it's yourself, that you think are most underrated or aren't getting that much attention that they need to be getting?
Oh, man. That's a good question. I'm happy you asked me that. I'll say West Park Money Team.
West Park. I've heard it.
West Park Money Team.
Live in person.
Yeah. Nah, them boys.
I'll be
crazy.
Honest with you guys. West Park.
Yeah, West Park Damn. Money Team. That's West Park Zay, Back Though Jiggy Joe, 500 Savage. You know, Young Mar out of Miramar.
T2F.
Yeah, you know, Grillin' Black, the homie Flight. Famous Dread. Yeah, ITS Hab. Yeah, it's like, man, I really know the next wave of superstars, but those are like the main ones, like Lil Germ.
Lil Germ, now that's energy.
See, you feel me? Yeah. Like, and these are all people I have personal relationships. Like, these the homies I can call them at any time. Like,
you
yo, what's good, my G? Da-da-da-da-da. You feel me? Like, it ain't no crazy. Like, we all locked in, and those are people that I genuinely rock with, genuinely want to see win. And we did a concert up in Tamarack a few weeks ago called the Underground Legends Concert. I had all of them boys on there. And then now we doubling back October 23rd with our Future of Florida. So, you know, and some of those artists that I named, they either performed already or they about to perform this at the next one. So, you know, these all homies that they really buzzing. I'm just trying to do anything that I can to really help them boys.
It's the next
movie. You feel me? Yeah, bro. So if I can set the stage for them to do their thing and then they go open opportunities for us and other upcoming acts, why not, man?
It's not even like a management. It's like friendship, bro.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, facts.
It's family.
Yeah, no, facts. With them, is like I have a management company, but most of the homies, they dope. They got their own management situations. I just sometimes provide services. Like, I might put a show together, like, bomb. I know if the right people see you at this show, I know it's going to help you a little bit. So, bomb. It's like, I don't necessarily need to be your manager or be affiliated to you to work with you or make money with you. You know what I'm saying? Because all the homies, I done made money with them. And that's not even me being a manager. It's just them playing their role, me playing mine. They bring something to the table. I bring something to the table.
Connect, we have boom,
right. Right. Something. You feel me? It's just my services. So, I don't necessarily need to be a manager or sign an artist to make money, because these all the homies at the end.
That's facts, bro.
Facts. God is good, man. I think I'm in a blessed situation,
bro. Highly blessed.
Yeah, well, I'm able to know all of these people, and I can call them anything I need. But that's because anything they need, they can call me the same way, and we can make it happen. Just like you can call me. We gonna make it work. You know what I'm saying?
Just let me know, bro. We pulling up ASAP.
That's all.
That's just how it is.
Yeah, that's all it is,
bro. 2020, 2021, 2020 started off trash.
But 2021,
it's still trash, but it ain't all that bad. How you feel about the transition from 2020 to 2021?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. It started trash for me because I was working. I was in a 9-to-5 situation. You know what I'm saying? And then when the pandemic hit, it slowed down. Like, we was all dependent on that unemployment bread. Yeah. Everybody's waiting on the unemployment bread. We
that's
don't know what's
weeks.
Going. Right.
Weeks.
Mine's till like 3 months. My unemployment money took 3 months to draw. Right. But look, though, the funny thing about that is, like, I had a couple homies with venues. So, you know, one of my homies, shout out to Before Cut Studios, he had a warehouse. Right? We had a warehouse during the pandemic. All the strip clubs shut down. But we had a warehouse off of Sterling in 95, right?
That's a good area.
I spoke to the homie, like, look, man, pandemic going on. Let's open the spot. Let's have a strip club in here. Bro, we had that place rocking 7 days a week. Bro, we turned a little warehouse of like 1,200 square feet. We turned that into a strip club, bro. We had the baddest chicks. All of the, put it this way. Everything was closed. And we had one. We was in an industrial area where, you know, it was ducked off. But we got exposed because, you know, it was so many cars. Bro, put it this way. We had Floyd Mayweather come out. No cap. Bro, he pulled up in like $1 million worth of whips, bro. We had Floyd Mayweather come to our strip club party. Mind you, the warehouse is a little bit bigger than this, bro.
No.
A little bit bigger than this, and Floyd Mayweather came to party with us, bro. You feel me? So, like, we find ways. Even when the odds are against us, we always find ways, bro. And that people, the strippers were still eating. The customers were still happy. We were making money. My homies making money. So, you know what I'm saying? So, the pandemic ain't really slowed nothing down. It just enhanced your hustle. If you were really a hustler,
you let that
right. Mm-hmm. The pandemic just showed you whether you were a real hustler or not. Mm-hmm. If you ain't made no money during the pandemic, if you just relied on the government, you ain't no hustler. Because we found ways and we made it happen. And we ran up a bag
bro.
While outside of the unemployment. So it's like, we ran up a bag, homie. So
bro, same. Started a business like this.
Yeah, bro. So and that even strengthened some of my relationships, because all of the rappers was coming through there. Mm-hmm. Like OG BBE, Gank was coming through. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Bro, it was a lot of artists that was coming through, a lot of people that was getting money. So, you know, just having a spot and being able to, you know, open our doors of opportunities for other people. Like, we just started meeting different people. And once the pandemic, well, we still in the pandemic.
You're still in the pandemic, but
once they started easing up, like, we were able to reach out and connect with other people. Like, yo, don't remember me.
That boy's coming out from Cleveland.
Yeah. Yo, we had people from everywhere, bro. In there.
Traveling.
Bro.
Traveling.
In a little warehouse, shaking wall to wall, man. Shout out to DJ Smokey, too, man. He was in there going in.
Yo.
Yeah, bro. So, pandemic, it started off crazy, but we made it work, bro. And we still making it work, homie. So,
gotta keep on doing what you gotta do.
Yeah, nah, facts.
Good old Crown.
Man, that Crown will do it to you, boy.
You've been listening to music for a while, eh? What's some of the first artists you started listening to?
Well, mind you, I'm Panamanian. So I was brought up.
Panamanian?
Yeah.
You Panamanian?
I'm a Chico. I'm a black Chico.
Right, I see it in the beard. I was wondering.
Yeah.
Because it's too straight. Yeah. It's too straight. Mm-hmm. Ain't no curls or nothing in there.
Ain't it? Facts.
No.
And I was brought up on like salsa and like reggaeton and stuff like that. So like as far as hip hop, my first rap CD was Tupac. Ooh. I forgot what CD it was, and Hot Boys, Guerrilla Warfare. So that's like when I first started getting into hip hop, like middle school around that time. You know, and I just fell in love with it ever since, bro. So
good old Tupac.
Yeah.
More West
My
Coast.
My parents actually broke that CD because I had too many curses on it.
Bro,
too many
curses. They did not want to hear that at all.
Yeah, that Guerrilla Warfare. I had to get that from Walmart, the clean version. Crazy.
I know they sold a clean version.
Fact.
That made you album that made you want to start getting into music in the first place?
Yeah, because I was like, damn, the Hot Boys, oh, they lit. So, you know, coming from Panama and seeing the Hot Boys, like, oh, this is lit.
Yeah,
you know,
never seen nothing like that.
Yeah, it kind of influenced me a little bit. Mm-hmm.
But New Orleans is wild.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. No, definitely. So I was like, yeah, the Hot Boys definitely, like, set the tone to what I was gonna do. You feel me?
You write?
Do I write? Yeah, I write everything.
Wait, tell me about your writing process.
I don't have a process. I just write whenever I'm inspired, man. Like, I might jot down a couple things here and there. I'm not one of those people, when I talk to artists, it was like, oh, I write songs every day, or I record every day. I'm not one of those people. Like, I write down whenever I'm inspired, I feel an idea, I might jot a couple things out of it, I just start building on top of it. I'm not one of those studio rats, because I've always been quality over quantity. People be like, oh, I got 400 songs. I'm like, I only got 40. But they be like, oh, I'm not putting all of them out, though. But I'll be like, well, all my 40 I'm putting out. You feel me? I don't write a song if I'm not going to put it out. Like, I might sit on it, but it's like, I'm just weird like that.
Somebody got to hear this.
Yeah. It's like, if I'm going to write it, it's because it's somebody's meant to hear it. I'm not just going to write something to record it, to sit on it, and then like, nah, I'm not going to put this out. Like,
you're doing that, you might as well just keep a diary.
Right. You feel me? Like, time is too precious. And if I was like, I'm going to dedicate myself to writing this song, it's because I feel some type of way.
And if the pandemic showed us anything, bro, you don't got that much time. Yes, bro. You never know.
That's real, not facts, bro. I was so caught up into the rap before the pandemic. Now, since the pandemic, it's more so like resources, assets, and money. Like, we need to make sure that's taken care of. Like, everything else is like, man, you never know where the government gonna take shit to. So it's like, bro, you better have all your ducks in a row,
bro.
You feel me? Like, trying to buy bunkers and all kind of shit. Like,
listen.
You feel me?
Before the Japanese come and take everything over.
Nah, for real. Like, I'm playing, though. Pandemic didn't open my eyes to a lot of shit. Like, even cryptocurrency, I was like, during the pandemic, I was, before pandemic, I ain't care nothing. Never heard of cryptocurrency. Mm. Pandemic, I'm like, oh, this the wave? Like, oh, yeah. This is when it put a little money in that? Like,
I might as well, because you never know.
Yeah, you feel me? You never know.
Opportunist, bro, and you got that adaptability, too.
Yeah.
You already know how to adjust. If things do go wrong,
Facts, man. That's all it is, bro. That's all it is. You just gotta know how to adapt to any situation at the snap of a finger. Like, okay, oh, this what it is? All right, so I mean, I need to do this and get on point with that. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Bro, we got, years coming up. You don't know what the future is going to bring or if there's going to be a future period. But what do you see in yourself and Mayor Management? And the people
around. I'm happy you said that because I look at certain scenarios and I'm like, yo, I see myself here. But at the end of the day, with the government and way shit going, like, let's say we could be planning the next 3 months of like, oh, where we gonna be at? But the next 3 months, they planning to put us in concentration camps. Mm. It's like, I see my goals, but at the same time, it's like, I don't plan out too much because it's like you really don't know what's going to happen. Mm. So it's like, but I definitely see myself progressing and in a better situation than I am now. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's hard to call it. It's hard to tell exactly where. We're just like, even in music, we're just a community that's inside of a community, that's inside of another community, inside a box of what the government sees. So it's like, it's kind of hard to level out that bubble when, you know, ultimately all these people are in control of what the next move gonna be. Like, the other day I went to the supermarket and they talking about food shortages and stuff like, and I'm like, bro. You're
running out of food?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, it put me like, bro, I'm thinking about becoming a millionaire and doing all of this stuff with music when there's a food shortage.
What are you gonna do with all that money?
How you feel me? So it's like, bro, I'm just like, man, I need to buy some land and start growing our own food. So it's just like, right now I'm still adapting, taking everything day by day, but future plans, I definitely see myself bigger than where I'm at now, in a more stabilized situation, and, you know, just a little bit more money in my pocket.
Now that you mentioned it, bro, it did seem a little weird that it became a little easy to get a little funding. It's like all these PPP loans that's just been given out, like getting into crypto. Anybody can get into crypto. You mean to tell me everybody could make money?
That, yeah. And I look at it like, hold on, man, if it's too good to be true.
Something gotta be up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the way Trump just gave away all that bread, like, that, I'm like, bro. And now you see Biden doing his little, anything over $600, they gonna tax you for it. So it's like, hold on, man. You know, man.
What's easy what's free does not come easy,
facts, bro. So it's like, I've been looking at it like, yo, I don't know what direction we're going as a country as a whole, but as far as me, I can only focus on what I got going on, and, you know, just try to be the best that I can be as far as my current times, bro.
That's what you feel me?
Yeah, bro.
Because you don't want to be playing chess with the country that you live in that's supposed to be looking out for you.
Yo, and that's crazy, bro. Word? For real, bro. Like, it's crazy out here, homie. So now I'm just taking it day by day, bro. Day by day, homie.
That's what we gotta do, man. Praying for the best.
Facts.
And living every day.
Big facts. Big facts, bro. Cheers to that, man. Cheers to that.
Oh, facts.
You feel me?
No, we doing good.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, we really doing good. We really just about covered everything.
That's what's up. You got all the questions out of the way?
I already know how you make your money.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You know, merit management, bro. Made you want to start creating. Didn't really get into that much of a depth. But, yeah, man, pretty much good. Is there anything, any projects you got coming up?
Man, I got a couple. Man, I'm sitting on a couple records. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about, like, going back to the artist mode 100%. Mm-hmm. But it's like, there's nothing there that really, oh, come and do it. Like, you feel me? It's just like the industry is so fucked up nowadays. It's like, I don't have the same passion for, like, my passion is, like, in the business now.
Yeah.
Just to be able to turn nothing into something and, you know, just to have a, just to be able to do a concert with nothing but dope talent and see that fan base and, like, you know, see them rock out. Yeah, like, it's just like turning things around. That's what does it for me now. It's just like, because the music is so watered down. Like, they allow all of these black-hearted people to run the industry. Like, we see the industry now is all about killing. I got ops. You feel me? All this murdering.
What is up with that?
Yeah, and, like, that's what I'm looking at it like.
That seems like it seems to be what's more popular now.
Right, but that's because the people in charge, you know, the
elite.
Yeah, that's they want to see the black community kill each other. They want to see that. They want to see us in jail. They want to see us living in poverty. Like that's why that's the only thing flourishing. Mm-hmm. You see all of the music that's dope now. Like perfect example, like the one of the biggest song right now. Who wants smoke with me? Girl. Who wants smoke with me?
It's fire. But look at the same promote, time, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the time who trapped in. Like, yeah, the song is fire, but what is it promoting though? Like, that's what got all the kids. Like, yo, not everybody got. Everybody wants smoke with niggas who got ops. Oh fuck that nigga! Like, look what we doing to our own community, bro. It's like I can't be part of that unless I'm trying to change what's going on with it.
But you know, they gotta promote something that's in another culture besides, you know, Caucasian culture, because they going through their own shit right now with the whole opioid crisis and whatnot.
Yeah.
So they don't want that to be known. So they got to push that into something else. Why not push it to something that's popular, something that's popping, something that people like?
Man, how about something that's positive, though? Fuck was popping. Fuck was positive. Like, look at the Spanish culture. Reggaeton, salsa. Bro, they talking about dancing, having a good time, and chicks, bro.
Some of them niggas disgusting.
Some of them talk about the gangster shit, but it's not as often as black folks do it. It's our community does it. Like, if you look at all of the communities, all of the genres of music, which one is the most violent?
The most violent.
We're the most violent. We're the most ignorant. We're the most wild, doing the craziness. Like, you seen the video the other day of the white dude talking about Meek Mill tour bus? All right, so the dude was snapping because it had black chicks on there, like, busting it open. They were naked. You feel me? It's like, it was kind of in an artistic way, but it was like, but I looked at it and I felt him. I'm like, damn, bro, like.
You got the ass cheeks all out.
Like, you got the cheeks out and, you know, they kind of blurred the twat part. But it's obvious to see, like, and he's like, damn, that's how you depict your women. That's the amount of respect you have for them. Like, you feel me? So it's like that alone, like, people selling their souls just, you know, for a quick buck, or like, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro. So that's why, like, me being a rapper, like, I'm not too involved in that. I don't really rock like that, bro. So once that shit start easing down, once people start opening their minds and see that's not the route to go, maybe I might be
think people gonna.
Nah, people lost. It's too many people lost.
It's a lot of lost individuals.
Nah, people lost out here for real.
I see it.
People really lost out here. It's just about designers and bitches for them. You feel me? It ain't no solid foundation. It ain't nothing, bro. You feel me?
Right. People are always going to be competitive to what's the most hottest brand. Exactly. And what's being the most hottest brand is what's being trended. I don't even understand how these trends work per se, because like, who make these numbers go up for a person to see that, oh yeah, we got to get like these AP watches, or we got to get these dude belts, we got to do this to women, got to talk a certain type of way, the toxic culture.
Facts.
I didn't even understand that.
That's what it is.
And I didn't understand that at all.
And all of that is being started by white folks, man. All the people that own record labels, they starting all of that. They pulling us as puppets, like, yeah, designer this, designer that. Have y'all buying up. Like, look, crazy part is all these dudes down here, like, especially in Florida, like, all these dudes did scams and fraud during the pandemic, and what they spend their money on. Jets, designer, strip club, jewelry. Nobody bought businesses. Nobody bought no buildings. Nothing to bring that money nobody back. Bought back the block. Nobody bought land where we could grow our own crops, build our own land, build our own cribs on it. Like, look what they did with their money. Niggas then defrauded the government for millions of dollars. And I know a couple niggas, $500,000 up, $250,000 up, $1 million. What they doing with it? Jewelry, bitches, cars.
That don't make no sense.
Come on, like, how y'all even lead by example? But that just shows you we lost and we're behind, bro. So it's like, I can't even fuck with that type of shit, bro.
But again, we spoiled. We are spoiled. America, mm-hmm. Americans are spoiled. We have everything given to us here. This is a land of opportunity. Like, if you feel like, yeah, I can get this from America anytime I want. Oh, now they're just giving out millions? Oh, I got this and I can do whatever I want.
Right.
Like, but imagine being a kid.
But look, that's showing you they doing whatever they want. That's what y'all rather do. Mm. Jewelry and bitches and designer, like, you don't see nothing more for yourself than that. Like, damn, let's keep, what about generational wealth? Let's keep this money going. Let's keep it growing. You feel me?
That's
not think for right now, bro. You never know what's gonna happen down the line,
that's
bro.
That's an aspect, but they don't teach that in schools.
Nah.
That's not something you grew up on. Like, but if you ain't had like a family that's been rich since the 1800s that's been passing this shit down for like, right, who knows how long, you're not gonna be thinking that way.
But
a lot of people don't think that way at all, because I'm not saying the educational system in Dayton, Broward, Palm Beach is trash, but it's public
trash.
Schools,
trash.
It's pretty trash. They don't teach about economics, especially if you're a student that's like not making, well, don't get me wrong, they do. But you gotta be making a certain GPA. A lot of students who come in from a low income budget family, they don't make those type of grades, so they don't get the opportunities
right
to do with this. Is that equal?
No. Nah. But that's the problem though. Mm-hmm. We're too focused on parents nowadays be like, man, I'd rather send my kids to school in Jordan's than really care about what he's learning. Some parents ain't never even met their teachers, no parent teacher conference.
Oh,
you don't even know what your teacher look like, bro. You could be walking by your son's teacher in a supermarket and wouldn't even know, because you just worry about sending them to school with Jordans and make sure they fly. Like, that's the problem, man. We missing the fundamental part to everything, bro. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I jump like more into the management to empower. And you know, just educate artists, like, this is how we conduct business. It's not just rapping and shooting videos and being jeweled down. Like, bro, come on, I don't wear no jewelry. It's not about that, man. It's about this and how you use this to make this.
It's a different way to show out, bro. It's
right.
A different way to show
right.
out.
You feel me? So, like I said, quality over quantity with everything,
all the
every
time.
Time, bro.
All
every
and
time.
Every time. Like, listen, bro, if they was like giving opportunities, if somebody in the fifth grade, your teacher telling you, you know, if you start putting your money into an IRA or start little CD bank on the side, by the time you turn 18, you'll probably have like this thousand or this couple million. If they was to tell a sixth grader or a fifth grader that, their whole mindset would change.
Facts.
Besides the fact of putting them into things like, oh, the only way you can get out the hood is in sports.
And that's all they teach.
That's all they teach, bro.
It's like, it's crazy that you think you gotta either be a stripper or an athlete to make some money.
Wild.
Like, isn't that crazy, bro? That's the wildest shit ever, homie. But that's the world that we live in. And, you know, we just, day to day, I just try to shake outside of that. Because that's another, remember that same community that I spoke about? That's, we're all locked into that, bro. It's like in the music, strippers, alcohol, poverty, all of that shit is like our everyday norm. You feel me? So you just try to work your way outside of that, bro. And it's just like, stay focused on what you need to do, so you won't be one of the statistics. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy.
But they always coming up with new ways to reinforce the things that we're going through, whether it's poverty, whether it's like hustling, whether it's being on the streets doing drugs or selling this or doing that. They always find new ways to reinforce it. By the time you figure out, like, oh, they was doing this, they already got a new way, already planned in motion.
Facts.
And you can't really keep up with it, bro.
No, you can't.
It's American way of living, bro.
It's wild.
And you can't go back to another country, because, let's be honest, what you going to do in Africa right now?
Man, I be tempted to go back to Panama all the time. Where I be like, man, I'm about to go back to Panama. This shit is too
crazy,
wild. This shit
bro.
Is too much, homie. Too much, bro.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm just happy to be alive and still keep pushing, man. Everything else.
Yeah.
You know, you worry about that. That's already in the back of your mind. Every day we wake up, especially as black men, you know, the odds are against us.
Facts.
You feel me? So it's just like, whatever you do throughout your day just has to, you know, it just got to be a stepping stone to where you see yourself. Like, every day you wake up, you got to chase greatness. You feel me? We already got to worry about the police. We already got to worry about such and such. Like, what if we don't make it home today? Like, it's so much, it's so many things that we go through as black people that it's like, man, we gotta go crazy, but in a good way. Like, man, we gotta do better for ourselves, bro. We have to empower and enlighten each other, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a crazy world for real, bro. It's crazy.
It's wild. Well, what's one thing about the industry that you love and one thing that you hate about the industry?
I hate the jealousy. The jealousy and the envy. Like, people might see you making progress or, like, you know, just elevate your situation. People like, oh, fuck that nigga. You feel me? And it always comes from the people that look like you. You feel me? So it's like, why is black people, you see something, fuck that nigga.
Bro, we neighbors. Fuck that nigga. We neighbors. We
like,
brothers.
Bro, like, yo, why is the first thing, fuck that nigga?
We the closest you one feel me? To
like,
each other.
Why isn't it like, hey, man, salute the bro, man. Shot. Like, instead of, like, bringing all each other down, like, let's big each other up, man. You feel me? Anytime a black person becomes successful, that means there's room for you to become successful.
If only.
But we the first ones to hate on each other. Oh, fuck that nigga. Come on, bro. So that's definitely one part I hate. But one part I do like, for the people that understand the industry, like, they know we can all work together. Like, Trill recognize Trill on everything, bro. So some people know what time it is, and you know what? They put the ego to the side. Like, hey, man, I'm willing to work with, bro. Like, yo, you dope. Let's work. Let's do a feature. So, you know, I love that we all share the same hunger. We're all in the same boat, and we can see eye to eye on certain things. But the part that I hate is, at the same time, some people don't see the bigger picture, and they always on some, you know, they just don't be happy with themselves. So that's why they always hate on the next person, bro.
That is one part.
Like, for you to hate on the next person, you're not even happy with yourself. You don't even love yourself, bro. So that's, you know, that's just the crazy part about it. You feel me?
You don't know how to help those people.
Yeah, it's like this. Yeah, you can't help those people out, because those people got to help themselves, bro. You know what I'm saying?
If you could change one thing, you by yourself, like, by doing one action to change everything that's going on right now, whether it's in the industry, whether it's in the world, like, what's one thing you think you would do that'll change everything around for the best?
I'll change the agenda that the government has on the black community.
Big facts.
I'll change that.
Big facts.
Because I see too much crazy stuff, especially, like, they're pushing, like, this whole gay agenda on the black community.
Everybody want to be politically correct.
Yeah, it's wild, bro. I seen a book the other day called The Gay BCs. I'm like, hold on. Why are we teaching?
What's wrong with the regular alphabet?
Yeah, like, right. And I'm like, why? I read an article the other day, Superman is bisexual.
See that too. Mind I'm you, like, I don't know. Mind you, I respect.
No,
respect
I don't have no, 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 I don't have no problem,
like,
with
why
it.
Why are you pushing this?
Why are you, like, these kids are so young. Why are you teaching them that? Like, let them grow up and figure see how they feel. It's like, you're not even giving them an no option. Chance. It's like, this is what it is. And, like, bro, nah, man, no.
Bro,
no.
And they'll go so hard for these bisexuals, these gays, black culture.
Yeah.
African-Americans. I don't see them going that
you
hard.
You see how they
them.
Trying to cancel Dave Chappelle from the comments?
Bro, like, Dave.
That alone shows you, like, why is it anytime we speak on something is a problem?
Even going further back than that, you have Asian rights, that just a bill that just got passed
that quick, within a year,
within
homie,
months,
bro. They're gonna show you that Asians have way more authority, way more respect than us, bro.
Bro,
you see how quick that happened, homie? Like, for I looked at it like, bro, we've been suffering for how many years?
About 200 years after
bro,
it was signed off that slavery is no longer. Hello?
Black Infinity, anybody in there?
Well, he just wanted you to move your car?
Yeah.
Mm. We still have the other studio down in Hollandale Beach. And I partnered up with Car Visuals, big studio in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's right in the middle of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A hot spot in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And this place is, the studio is huge, bro.
That's what's up. The
studio
is huge. Good shit.
Yeah, man. Sure, I forgot where we left off.
Oh, we had got into a nice conversation.
Yeah, man.
They must have heard us talking. That's why they was like, "Hey, y'all bring up that conversation over there, man."
Y'all think you smart, bro?
Nah,
good run, man. Let's go ahead and knock this out, man. We go ahead and end it right here, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Got the visuals going on good. I'm not sure how many minutes we in. Probably like 45 minutes or so. Okay. Yeah, but it's been good, bro. We got Dark Spark Media, Vic Ashton here for the story, not the fame. Go ahead, Tone C, tell me where the people can find you at, bro.
Man, you can follow me everywhere. Tone C the Mayor, TONECDAMAYOR. Mm-hmm. Make sure you check out mayormanagement.com as well. Tap in for all services. Anything you need music-wise, A to Z, come shop with us. Black-owned businesses, you know, we popping, man. We working, man. Come tap in with me. Big thanks for the future. Big thing I'll go on. You already know.
I appreciate
you, man. Thanks for the opportunity, my brother.
Yo.
Anytime.
We're going to have you back on, too.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
You want to keep this like a monthly thing?